have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Cooling board on tonight. Glory to God. So we are alive. We ought to open up our mouth and give God glory. We ought to open up our mouths and give God praise. Listen, hallelujah. You are tuned in tonight with Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Listen, and I bring you greetings from the great city of Mobile, Alabama. Glory to God on tonight. Listen, I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Yes. Yes, I am. I'm excited and ecstatic about what God is doing. Hallelujah, about what he's doing in the earth, what he's doing in us. Amen. I am really, 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 truly excited. Amen. Because God is doing great things. Hallelujah, for his people. Listen, I'm telling you, if you're not on the winning side, you need to switch partners and join the winning team. I'm telling you, it is a blessed day to be in the kingdom. It is a good day to be a part of the kingdom family. So you ought to open up your mouth and tell God something on tonight. Listen, go ahead and call a neighbor. Call a friend and let them know that I'm on the air tonight. Amen. Call them up. Dial them up. I don't care how you get them. Just get them on the line. Text them, right? Dial them in. Bring them in by three-way, whatever you have to do. Y'all know how to use three-way. Amen. Y'all knew y'all were doing that before you got the cell phones. Come on here. So go ahead and call them and tell them I'm on here tonight. They didn't think I was coming, but listen, I'm here tonight. Tonight, I want y'all to know that millions didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who didn't. And for that, you ought to truly be grateful. God is simply amazing. He is so amazing. He keeps on doing great things. Every time I look around, the Lord is blessing me. Every time I open up my mouth, God is blessing somebody else. Every time I begin to go in prayer, God begins to answer. Hallelujah. And he moves on his word. He hastens to on his word to perform it. So tonight, I'm telling you, there is getting ready to be a performance in the body of Christ. There shall be a performance. Y'all better hear me. Hallelujah. God is sitting down the magician, and there's getting ready to be a performance. He's getting ready to prove himself. He's getting ready to perform his word. He's getting ready to declare and decree his word in the earth. I'm telling you, like never before, we're getting ready to see God shake up some things, shake up some places, shake up some countries, even the United States of America. He's getting ready to flip it upside down. So I'm telling you now, you better get on the winning side. You better stay on the Lord's side, because there's trouble that is ahead, and we got to be prepared for what is here right now and what is to come. God said he'll never have us ignorant of Satan's devices. So therefore, we have to prepare. Every one of you under the sound of my voice, you need to hear me on tonight. Hear God. Not me, but hear God. It is time for you to prepare. It's time for you to get in preparation, amen, for what is here and what is to come. God will not have you ignorant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My paperback Bible just flipped over, but it's all right. I'm still on the word. Come on here. God will not have you ignorant of Satan devices. So you got to do what it takes, whatever is necessary. Get your house in order. Get your houses in order. Get your meaning, starting with yourself, the temple. Hallelujah. Get your temple together before you can help somebody else. Get your houses in order. Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around somebody else. Come on here. Charity begins at home and then spread abroad. How dare you? Hallelujah. Go across the street and try to chastise somebody's children, but you ain't chastising the one that's in your house. The devil is a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead with our accolades on tonight. I give God glory. I give God praise for my husband. Amen. Bishop James Hunter. Hallelujah. I give God glory for him. I also give God glory tonight for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Hallelujah. I thank God for the vision that he has given this woman of God. I thank him how she keeps on. She's tapping in everything. She's not leaving nothing on the table. And that's like with us. There's money out there, but we shouldn't leave a dime on the table. We got gifts and talent. God said, I give you the power to get wealth. So if you're not trying to get wealth, if you're not obtaining wealth, that's on you. You need to be researching. You need to be reading. There are people out there that have seminars, classes, Stop being cheap and invest in yourself. Oh, yes, I did say it. I said invest in yourself. Make yourself greater. Make yourself better. You have the ability to do it. You have the know-how to do it. God said he gave you the power, so let's activate the power and move out. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight for these your people that are under the sound of my voice, for those that will come back by replay. God, I thank you right now that they will get a word on tonight, that they will hear something, oh God, that will help transform their lives, that will help catapult them into their destiny and into their purpose, that will help get them up out of the pit and out of the stagnation that they may be in. Father, tonight, look down upon us. Have mercy on our soul. God, we give you all the glory on tonight. God, we give you all the praise. Decrease in Dr. Sylvia, oh God, where you may increase and get all the glory. Lord, we won't stand in the way of your glory. We love you on tonight, God. We love you on tonight. Speak a word, God, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. We pray, amen and amen and amen. Way back in February, I began to tell you guys concerning Miss Grainer, NBA player, basketball player, amen. And she, you know, is in Russia right now. When she got ready to leave the Russia, she was coming back home. They found, you know, they say it was some paraphernalia of the vaping equipment with the oil, right? So therefore, they detained her. I begin to tell you the story that no one knew where she was. I'm sure her fellow basketball players knew, the ones who went, because it wasn't the NBA that she was playing for, WNBA. She was playing for a team over in Russia that she do, you know, off of her regular schedule season. So anyway, she's married to a female and they live in Texas. And so the wife found out what had happened. She started talking about it. But the United States have not even bordered any services in order to get this young lady back into the country. She is an African-American female, right? Glory to God. I just want y'all to hear God. I just want you to hear me. Hear me now. But I want you to hear with your spiritual ears and not your carnal ear, right? She's an African-American female over there in Russia. They have not bordered any services. She's still there. Okay, and saying she could look to be facing 5 years. And they, you know, they said most likely, you know, when people come over there and they are detained or put in jail, that she's in jail, all right? When they're put in, they said there's 1% of them ever coming back to the United States. However, we don't know what they're going to do. I'm seeing it. They're not even using things as a bargaining chip. They just haven't let her come home. She doesn't, her family cannot go see her. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to say is we're going to keep her in prayer because maybe God trying to show her something through this, right? Any through time out, and this goes for any of us, there are times when things happen to us that are not things that we cannot control. Right? They're out of our control. When things are out of your control, honey, stop trying to worry yourself about it and just go ahead and give it to God because he is a problem solver. And on tonight, I want you to understand that there are times when God will use you and use your situation to get the glory out of it, okay? So somebody said, well, why would God get the glory out of my downfall? Well, sometimes he takes you through those things because he wants to get the glory out of your life. He wants you to see what he's trying to show you because you haven't been paying attention. Sometimes we get so caught up with the cares of life that we lose focus on the things of God. We lose focus on our day-to-day operation. We're so in tune with what we're trying to do. We're trying to get that bag. We're trying to get that bag. We're trying to get that bag. So we never pray. We forget about praying. We forget about fasting. We forget about going to church. All of that is second or third dairy. We put it on the back burner. But I want to let you know, you're going to have to stop putting God on the back burner and bring him to the forefront in order for your life to get back on track. Your life will not get back on track. Your life will not stay on track when you're doing things contrary to the will of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us. Amen. But when you know better, you better do better, because you'll be held accountable for the things that you know. It is when you don't know and you sin and you don't know it's a sin. Amen. But when somebody brings it to your attention, when the Lord reveals to you that he don't like that, amen, and you still do it, you're willfully sinning. And now, Lord have mercy, you're going to get in trouble with God. Amen. So we got a word tonight. I just got it, but we got one. Amen. I want y'all to go with me to the book of Job. We're going to this familiar story, but I'm just here to tell you what the Lord is saying on tonight. Yeah, every time you read different verses, chapters, you always will get a different feel. God sometimes give you different revelations for whatever time is needed. Amen. So go ahead with me to the paperback Bibles. We're going in Job 1. And the word of the Lord says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feareth God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. That's 10 children, right? 7 sons and 3 daughters, right? His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. My Lord. My God, my God. So this man named Job, right? We're talking about Job. This man was honest, y'all, inside and out. This man was an honest man. He was a man of his word. If he said he was going to do something, he did it. If he told you he was going to be somewhere, he was there. If he said he was going to pick you up, he picked you up. If he said he was going to pray for you, he prayed for you. You know, a lot of times I'll be asking folks, y'all, just pray for me, girl, pray for me. Pray that I continue to do the will of the Lord. And people say, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you. You not know them folks ain't praying. Y'all need to stop asking Facebook to pray for you, right? You don't know who you opening up into your life, and they coming with some fairy tales and creating scenes up out of their own spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So this man was so honest, right? He was devoted to God. He was devoted, a devoted man. Aren't y'all looking for a devoted husband? Come on here. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. And he hated evil with a passion. Although, you know, he had these 10 kids, he was a wealthy man, right? He was not only wealthy with his children, you know, having, that's a nice sum of children to have. That's a blessing, right? Amen. You know how the Bible talks about when an older man have children, he's full of his quiver. Look it up. Amen. Glory to God. So then he had all these cattle, well, you know, and the donkeys, you know, he had everything, right? He had oxen and stuff, camels and all of this. He had a huge staff of servants, and he was the most influential man in all the East. Listen, but you influential people who think you have an influence, glory to God, look at how he had stuff. Influential people ought to be able to show you something. Stop calling yourself an influencer when you don't have anything. You don't have no substance. You don't have no, you don't have the character to keep you there. You can't show nobody how to open up a business. You have never opened up one. You can't tell nobody how to run something that you never done for yourself. Stop listening to these fake influencers who saying that they are influential and they can show you how to do this and that and the third, and they ain't got nothing to show for it. I don't follow nobody who ain't got nothing to show for what they trying to sell me. If you can't show me that you got it, how you gonna try to tell it to me? You gotta be able to sell me what you done, but I gotta be able to see it, right? I can't believe that if I can't see. Lord have mercy. And here we go. Okay, you say you love God, but you love a man that you ain't never seen before. But you hate your sisters and brothers who you see every day or every other day or every Sunday. You hate them. You won't even speak to them. But you say you love a man that you ain't never seen before. You're a hypocrite. The word calls you a hypocrite, right? Glory to God. So this man was so influential, right? Let's go to verse 4. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their sisters, 3 sisters, to eat and to drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feastings were gone about that Job sent and sacrificed them and rose up early in the morning and burnt offering according to the number of them all. Listen, these kids were partying. They were partying in their house. Everyone his day. One son would do it this day, the next son would do it. So they got 7 days when they party. On 7 days. So they party Sunday to Sunday. And then they invited their sisters over. Right? It didn't say that the sisters had parties, but it said that his sons went and feasted in their house. They the ones had the party, right? And they got drunk. Let's get real, right? They had a feast. They only didn't feast and eat. When you go to a feast, they have food and drink. They got drunk. Uh-oh. Can y'all hear me out there tonight? Somebody text me, let me know you can hear me. They got drunk. Amen. Hallelujah. So, as they got drunk, they began to party hard. Everybody was coming because these boys knew how to throw a party, right? But it was just, you know, but the Lord, the Bible began to say, you know, his son, they took turns hosting parties in their home, and they invited the sisters, but they were merrymaking. And when the parties was over, Job got up early. He went and sacrificed offerings for his children, thinking maybe one of them sinned by defiling God inwardly. And Job made a habit of this sacrificial offering, atonement, right, just in case they sinned. So if they had sinned, right, and did some things in that house, you know what happens in a house party. If they had sinned, he went up and made a burnt offering because he didn't want his children to be in trouble with God because he was an upright man. All right. Everybody looked up to this man. This man did no evil. This man eschewed evil. This man turned away. He didn't listen. Evil, if he saw it, he turned the other way. He was not going to be a part of any mess. And you weren't going to have his, you weren't going to hear his name in any confusion because he was a man, hallelujah, that loved God. He feared God, right? Who are you fearing today? I hear so many Generation Z's, they say, I don't fear nobody. They say, I don't fear nobody but God. Some of them will say, I don't fear nobody but God. And some say, I don't fear nobody. You know, they don't fear. They don't have no fear. They're willing to die ignorantly. Our African-American children are dying ignorantly because lack of parental supervision. Right? And even the parents that are in the home with the children, if your children ain't running the street, you ought to tell God thank you. I know we get upset because they be on the games, but if they ain't running the street, they ain't with the dope boys, they ain't with the girls that's fast, we ought to tell God what? Thank you, right? But that also, I praise God for the parents who are saying no to their children, but not because they don't ever want them to go anywhere, but because evil is always present. Evil is out there. And there's nothing good out there. Children, when they want to go out, they want to go out and get into some devilment. These kids don't know how to go sit outside and talk all night and laugh and or play softball and stuff like what we used to do. They don't know how to sit outside on the porch and just talk and laugh and giggle and have fun. They got to have drinks. They got to have drugs. They got to have those Xanax balls. They got to have that syrup, that lean. Uh-huh. Yeah, they do. They got to have all this stuff. They got to have them pills and the sex drugs. They got to have it all in order for them to have a good time. Baby, that ain't no good time because you don't even know what happened to you. Some of you done got date raped because you wanted to go to these house parties. Some of you done got raped. I'm talking about mass murderers. Hallelujah. And you saw the man and you knew what he was doing. You were really conscious of what he was doing to you, and yet you were forced to still have that child. See, so we got a lot of stuff going on in the world. We got a lot of stuff, a lot of mess. You got old men having babies by 13-year-old. Come on here. That ain't God, unless that's your wife. But that still ain't, she's not even mature enough to make a decision to be married to an old man. Hallelujah. So I fault the parents for that because they're, some parents are signing off on that. Some parents been giving their children away, selling their children forever, making money out, getting their drugs and getting high off of their children by the man using their children's body, whether he's doing it himself and or whether he's selling them out. And women are giving their children away. Lord have mercy. You'll give your child to a man just to say you got a man. He don't want you. He wants your child. But in order for him to live in your house, you got to let him sleep with your child. You are crazy. You need deliverance. You need God. Something is mentally wrong with you. I don't know if you, but you know, some things are generational curses because you saw that happen in your house. But listen, it might have been a generational curse, but if I saw my mother being given over, what make you think I want to be that way? You ought to have enough sense to say, listen, it might have happened to my mother. It might have happened to my grandmother. It might have happened to my great-great-grandmother. But listen here, the buck stops with me. Let him come if he wants to and see when I put a bullet in. Somebody got to stand for something or they're going to continue. Your generation will continue to fall for anything. Hallelujah. I don't know who need to hear that tonight, but I'm speaking to you. Thus says the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Hear what your spiritual is. I'm going somewhere. Just follow me. Glory to God. Verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And guess what? And Satan came also among them. Then, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Now, when the angels came to report to God, Satan, who was a designated accuser, y'all know the devil is accuser of the brethren, right, came along with them. Here he come. Don't you know, ain't it just like the devil, that when you are doing something, he following you, trying to see what you're doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He want to hear what you're saying to the Lord. So when he can hear what you're saying to the Lord, he'll take that and run with it and try to dismantle it before it can come into fruition. That's what he does, right? And he came along with them, and God singled out Satan and said, what have you been up to? Satan answered God, come in here and there, checking things out on the earth. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to do right now. Verse 8, I'm going somewhere. Follow me. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, and a perfect man, an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? This is the question. And then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? He asked God. Now listen, this Negro went crazy. He said, does not Job fear God for naught? Now, does he fear you for real? If he fear you, is he doing it because of what you might do to him? All right, he asked the question. And then he says, and in verse 10 says, has not thou made an hedge about him? Now, this is the devil talk, Satan talking to God. And about him, about his house, and about all that he hath on every side, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased and is in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Now, ain't that a bold son of a gun? He bold. He is bold. He is bold. So Satan, he retorted. He says, so, you know, don't you think Job does all that out of the sheer goodness of his heart? Why? No one ever had it so good. Ain't nobody ever had it good like Job, is what he's saying. He said, you pamper him like he's a pet. You making sure nothing bad ever happens to him or his family or his position. He says, bless everything he does. He can't lose. Because the man had increased. He was increasing his substance. He wasn't broke, busted, and disgusted. This man had wealth, right? God told us he would give us the power to get wealth. This man was a wealthy man. He was one that you can look up to. Even in business right now, you can look up to what he had. You can look up to his heart. His heart was right towards God. You can look at the way he eschewed evil. He wasn't messy. He didn't get in confusion with business owners. He didn't get in confusion with people. He stayed to himself. He handled his business. He prayed for his children. Lord have mercy. What? Ooh, Lord have mercy. Isn't it a blessing? Isn't it amazing how a man could cover his own children? We didn't see his wife, him talking about his wife. He said what he did. He made an offering, a burnt offering for his children because he knew that they might sin, but he made an offering to God. They didn't even know. He would go in behind their back and do it because he didn't want his children to die and go to hell. Listen, parents, I'm talking to you on tonight. There are times when they're grown and you cannot tell them what to do. You can only tell them what you wouldn't do, right? But they're going to do what they want to do anyway. And the ones you pick for them, they ain't going to want them. The more you tell them not to do, the more they're going to do. So all you can do is offer an offering up unto the Lord for them. All you can do is go to God in prayer and offer an offering up petition, a request. Let your petitions, your requests be made known to God. Oh, Lord of Oshia. Hallelujah. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are good report, whatsoever things are lovely, well, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So what we have to do is offer up an offering. Give God the petition. Take it to the Father. Don't take it to your brother, your sister, your country cousin, and your rich auntie and them. No, because they're going to talk about it. They don't have the power. You got to take it to God. Hallelujah. And leave it there. Don't you pick it up. Leave it right there. Amen. Because our grown children, yes, God's going to have an encounter with them anyway for him himself because they have to have their own relationship with God. But it's all right for us. It's no problem for us to go and offer up a sacrifice. Put a praise on it. Put a seed on it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You got problems with your children. Plant a seed in the ground. On good ground. Now, if the grounds ain't growing, don't you plant no seed because it ain't no crop going to come up. But plant your seed. See, y'all don't like to sow seeds. I promise you some of the stuff that you're going through, you wouldn't be going through it if you put a seed on it. Lord, I'm believing that you're going to save my children, and I'm going to put a seed on it. Lord, I believe that you're going to turn me, listen, inside out. Lord, I need a makeover myself. We got to start sowing seeds on what we believe in God for. So what you're saying, God, I believe you, I trust you, and I know that you're going to make it happen. I believe that you're going to do it. I believe by faith before I even came to you, God, I knew that you could, and if you didn't do it, it wasn't that you couldn't, it's because you just didn't want to, but you can do all things with faith. See, you got to have the trust. You got to believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Glory to God. I hope I'm helping y'all. We almost through. Yeah, just follow me. We still going somewhere. We walking on good grounds right now. Hallelujah. And so he begins to say, but do you think, what do you think would happen if you reached down and took away everything that he had? So see here again, y'all remember how the devil tempted, I'm sorry, because you got to understand the difference between Satan and the devil, right? The devil is just another name for his workers, but Satan is his name. Satan is the prince of the air. Okay? Let's not get it twisted. All right? So he don't get no glory. But I want y'all to know that there is a difference. He was Lucifer when he was in heaven, when he was over the praise team. Amen. When he got vain and when he took some people out of, when God kicked him out of heaven and his angels that fell with him. Right? There were some angels, some fallen angels. And so his name, God gave him the name Satan. So Satan is his name. When we talk about the devil, right, it's just it's just like calling a witch, you know, the devil is just a name for his henchmen, all right? So listen, so Satan, see, I lost my train of thought, but it's okay. All is well. Let us go keep reading. So as he's testing God, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. Y'all can remember when Jesus went on a fast for 40 days and 40 nights and come off the fast. Y'all can remember how when he came out, how Satan was right there. He began to want to try to tempt him. If you be the Son of Man, you know, you know, this, and this and that. Hallelujah. And if you be the Son of Man, you could call food from, you know, all of these things. He was trying to, if you be the Son of Man, he just kept saying things to tempt God. And then God, Jesus began to tell him, but listen, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So, you know, all these tempts, he was tempting him. He was so, Satan's so crazy. He, any two times you try to listen at God, pimp you. Here's the word. I'm getting to it. Y'all hear the word pimp. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you try to tempt Jesus. Hallelujah. In the garden. Hallelujah. Of Gethsemane. You try to tempt him. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you're sitting here and you're still trying to tempt this man. Every time he's always trying to tempt you, but you cannot tempt the Holy Spirit. Right? Y'all let him tempt you. You can't blame Satan because you have power, been given power over him. You have the power over your adversary, right? So you can't tell me when he comes to try to tempt you, now we on a fast and he come try to tempt you to eat that steak and you know you're on a chicken fast. Listen here. I cannot be tempted. I refuse to be tempted. Satan, get thee behind me. You got to put him to flight. You can't let him tempt you, right? Glory to God. I hope y'all hearing me tonight. Hearing the Holy Ghost, right? So here he is trying to tempt God. But what do you think would happen if you reached down and took everything he had? He'd curse you to your face. That's what he'll do. He'll curse you. So here it is. God replied. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, verse 12, we almost knew. And the Lord said, behold, all that he have is in thy power. So he's telling Satan, you got power. All that, I'm giving it to you. Y'all better hear me tonight. The Lord is saying, Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. I'm giving you the power to tempt him. I'm giving you the power in your hand. And he says, only upon himself, put not forth thine hand. So Satan went from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elder's brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen was plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And I'm reading fast. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only escaped alone to tell you. While he was speaking, there came one another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only escaped only to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only escaped alone to tell thee. While he was speaking, there came another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Now, how many of you know that when your children, somebody kill your child, you crying, screaming, hollering, screaming, falling out. But how many of you go before the Lord and pray? How many of you go down and worship? The Bible said he worshiped. Hallelujah. He worshiped God. Who can worship God in a situation of a child, your child being killed? Who can, listen, go ahead and find Abraham. Hallelujah. Abraham was almost about to kill his child because he loved God. Hallelujah. He loved God. And because he loved God, listen, because he loved God, he went on to do what God had told him to do. But God was only, what? Testing him. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. Y'all just follow me. And said, okay, let me go to 21. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord give, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Mm-hmm. Most of you would have been saying, why would God do this to me? Why would God kill my children? Why would God take all of my possessions? Why would God leave me alone? Why would God take my wife? Why would God take my husband? Why would God shut down my business? Why is God giving me counsel? Why is God causing me not to have a home? Why is God having me homeless? Why is God having me out here begging bread. The Bible says, yes, God. Come on here, David. I've never seen, I once was young, but now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Come on here. I'm trying to tell y'all tonight, God will pimp you. Oh, my God. He will pimp you. Mm-hmm. Just to get the glory out of your life. Who am I talking to tonight? Some of you feel like God has turned his back on you. He don't understand you. God did this to you. God did that to you. God, he hurt your feelings. God wasn't there for you. He blessed everybody but you. Everybody in your family blessed but you. All your sisters got money. Everybody got a house but you. You living like the junkyard dog. Something always going on. But you always feeling left out. You always feeling less than. You always feeling like nobody love you. But God will pimp you. Uh-huh. And I'm not talking about the pimp when the man controls the prostitutes. I ain't talking about that kind of pimp. Listen, let's talk about the informal pimp where God will make something more showy or impressive. He pimped Job because Job was an upright man. Come on here, talk back to me, church. He pimped Job. He made him show. He made him a showpiece for his craftsmanship. Job was a craft. He God made him his showpiece. He used Job. He pimped Job to the devil. He tried Job on the bullshit. He told Satan. He said, "You can do everything you want. Take it all. Take it all. I give you permission to take it, but just don't touch his soul." That devil shot that out of my fire. So Job got my little fire. So Job began to go through things. He didn't know where it was coming from. He just heard these men to come back to tell him what was going on in his family. Listen, but Job had already prayed over his children. He prayed over their soul. He prayed for their sins. He asked God to have mercy on their sins. Oh God, not to let them die and go to heaven. Listen, God put him on a showpiece. God made him, put him up there. But you could see he was very influential. He had much business. He had much increase. He was a wealthy man. He was wealthy of all the men in the East. If you keep reading in Job, you'll find out that the Bible declares that his children were the fairest of all the children that live in the East. They look better. The sons and the daughters were good looking. You hear what I'm trying to tell you? God will pimp you just to get the glory out of your life. Some of you are being pimped by God right now. God said, "You are my showpiece. I have made you. You are my craftsman. You are created in my image. I have used all of my touches and all of the things that I wanted to do in you. I made you. I shaped you. I formed you." Hallelujah. You are formed and shaped in my image. You belong to me, says God. So now he made Job a showpiece. He pimped Job out. Wasn't nothing wrong with Job. Job never sinned. So the devil said, "Okay, all right, but you got to have the protection around him." He said, "If you remove that, he going to curse you and die." You always giving him. You always taking care of him. You always, trying to act like he's the only one that'll shoot evil. You know, Satan is jealous. Come on, he's always jealous. Y'all got to understand, Satan is a replica. He wanted to be, Lucifer wanted to be just like God. He wanted to be God. So that's why the jealousy started in heaven. Y'all say, "Where did jealousy come from?" It started with Lucifer. He wanted to be God. He wanted to duplicate everything God did. But he's not a replica. He is a fake version. Hallelujah. Because he could never be God. He does not have that kind of power. The only power the devil have is what you render him. Did you just hear God say, "I give you permission"? So that means God has all power. Satan has limited power, and his power is very limited. But when you begin to give him your life, when you begin to worship Satan, do things of the devil, you pray with them psychics, get your cards read and palm read and all that foolishness like that, you're opening up the door for Satan to use you. You're opening up doors, demonic portals, to be used by the enemy. Come on here, talk back to me, church. So listen, I'm trying to look at the minutes. I'm telling you tonight, God will pimp you to get the glory out of your life. He did all that to Job. He did all that stuff happened to Job. And Job rented his clothes. Hallelujah. And rent strictly means to tear your clothes, tear down the middle of your clothes and fall. So he was coming to God and just fell on his knees. He fell down to the ground. I don't know. It said he just fell down to the ground. It didn't say on his knees. So he could have been prostrate. He could have been on his knees. His face could have been touching the ground. Come on. All I know is he fell down upon the ground, and he what? He worshiped God. Can you worship God when all your money is gone? Can you worship God when your friends walk out of your life? Can you worship God when your husband say he don't want you anymore? He don't love you. Can you worship God when your wife is cheating on you with your best friend? Can you worship God when you get put out of your house and they repossess your God? Can you worship God when you get passed over on the job because they don't think you're qualified enough? Can you worship God? See, it's easy to worship God when you got money. Come on here, somebody. Ah, get it up, Osiah. It's easy to worship God when you got money. Uh-huh, yes, it is. But don't have no money and see if you can get a worship. You can't get a worship. You can't get a hallelujah. You can't get a thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that culture was to, when they went before God like that, he shaved his head. He shaved his head. Naked, I came into the world. Listen, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return to the womb of the earth. God gives, God takes, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, the Lord gives, yes he does, hallelujah, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord on tonight. So I want you to understand that God will pimp you just to get the glory out of your life. God will put you on a showpiece. He will show you off to man. Man will come from every different angle negatively because God is using you. God is using you in this hour. Now, here's the whole thing. Y'all been following me. So here's the thing. God will pimp you to get the glory out of your life. He will put you on display. He will put you on display. He will put you on display so that Satan can tempt you, so that Satan can come and destroy you, but he does not have the power to take your soul. See, that's how good God, much he loves you. He will let him tamper with you. He would let him taunt you. He would let him poke at you. He would let him play with you. He would let him mess with you, but he cannot touch your soul. So listen tonight, there's some of you God is putting on display for his glory. God going to get the glory out of your life. Satan can't touch you. Satan can't do nothing with you. We are in a season of our lives where, baby, he can't touch this. Y'all remember that song, Can't Touch This? I'm closing the paperback Bible. I hope that you got something out of the word tonight. And that is simply, God will use you. He will pimp you. He will put you on display. Hallelujah, just so that you can get the glory out of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Glory to God. Amen. We're getting ready to open up these phone lines. And when you come on, we simply ask that you give us your name, city, and state. That's telling us where you're chiming in from. Amen. And we're going to go from there. We're going to see what the Lord has to say. So, Dr. Kimmy Kim, let's open up these phone lines on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Evening.
Good evening. How you doing, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter? How are you?
All is well. All is well. How
Amen.
Are you on the phone?
All is well. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven area. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for this powerful
Glory
message tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in on tonight. Amen. Because God is getting
Amen.
Ready to use us for his showpiece. But in the
Amen.
Midst of it, KB, Minister KB, you can't back down. You cannot
Amen.
Back down. You cannot go into a cave. You cannot go into hiding. You're going to have to stand still. You're going to have to fight. Listen, in order for you to,
mm-hmm.
in order for us to get where God has, get what he has for us and to get into the kingdom of God, we're going to have to fight our way there. And I'm not talking about a physical fight with people. I'm talking about a spiritual war. We
mm-hmm.
are in the war
mm-hmm.
of our lives, and we're going to have to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot always be so passive about it, you know. passive aggressive, but not, you know, he simply is trying to get us in position. This is preparation time, and it's time for us to prepare for what is here and what is to come. Amen. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. God bless you, and you have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you more. Amen.
All right. Accept. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sarah Hunter. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. How you doing this evening?
All is well. How are you, woman of God?
All is well in Jesus' name. I claim and I believe it. And Pastor Hunter, I done read this story. I done heard it so many times, but this was so deep tonight. And what the Lord was giving, the way the Lord was giving it to you, he was bringing it to us. I just thank you for this word on tonight. And Lord, bless you. In Jesus' name.
I accept and receive the blessings of the Lord. I thank God, amen, for giving us another revelation. You know, again, like you just said, we've heard it so many times, but then there's sometimes when God wants to go deeper, he'll give us something different. And I just thank God for, you know, to be the chosen vessel that he's using on tonight. So I give God glory for what he's doing in me. Amen. And I thank God for what he's doing in you. I want you to be encouraged because greater things are in store, but you're going to have to push and you're going to have to discipline yourself to make sure that the people that's in your circle are really people that God have chosen to be. And that's for everybody. Hear me tonight. You're going to have to make sure that the people that we put in our circles now are chosen by God and not handpicked by us. They need to be chosen by God and not handpicked by us. Because most times when we pick our circles, we always handpick people that we like, people that are like ourselves. You need to be around people that ain't like you so that you may be able to learn something from them and vice versa. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
I thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. I love you. You have a great evening.
Yes,
I'll talk to you later. All right. God bless you.
Thank you. I receive it. Thank you.
Hey, I accept. Good evening, Carly. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you? This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Amen. I am well. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. What did you get out of the message on tonight?
Well, I got a lot out of the message, and it was well needed. But what I got out of the message is that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, like you said in the message, God allowed the devil to mess with Job, but he couldn't touch his soul.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And that's so important to know. Though we're going through, you may be going through in your body, you may be going through in your mind. Amen. And sometimes we allow the devil to just run havoc with our minds instead of doing what 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ. So listen, woman of God, on tonight, you be encouraged because things are about to open up before you. Things are opening up. It's going to be like a boom, boom, boom. And so right now, I really want you to understand, I see fire up under your feet. You're getting ready to move quickly. You cannot be delayed nor detained. There shall be no stagnation or procrastination in Jesus' name. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. God bless you. You be blessed and encouraged. Amen. I accept.
God bless you, woman of God. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Amen. Ha! Shekana Basaya. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Amen. Y'all know God is so amazing. Amen. He is so, so amazing. And there are a lot of things that's getting ready to come. I want y'all to be aware. I think I'm going to be on the air, I think, the 30th. I've been asked by Apostle Barbara Thomas to be on the 21 days of prayer and fasting. I don't know what all they're doing. I mean, I'm going to come as the Lord gives it to me. I don't know how they're doing. You know how it's going. But this is what I'm going to say to you all. There are things the Holy Spirit is revealing unto his people, his servants. And we must say, what God is saying, amen, because people need to know. Amen. I won't, you know, say too much tonight because it's going to take a minute for me to get into all of the things. But God is specifically talking to us to prepare us ourselves in this hour. We got to be prepared. Amen. We cannot be acting as if we dumb, and we can't be acting as if we don't know. God is speaking through his men and women of God. There are some who you got some false prophets. You got a lot of false prophets. You got a lot of tarot people going to the tarot card readers. And listen, I'm trying to tell y'all something. There are some tarot card readers, they real young, 19, 20, 22, 20. They are making more money, I'm telling you, than that they made more money in one day than I ever made in ministry. I'm telling y'all, they are racking up. One of my daughters was telling me how the lady, somebody informed her how much this girl made on one given night. She made over $30,000 on the phone. She was on the line for maybe 3 or 4 hours on Facebook Live giving, reading people cards and cussing them out too when they was rushing her. So I'm telling you, that's how the wicked do it. But you won't sow into somebody who's really being influential in your life. You will know who's for you. I'm going to tell y'all this, and because I know some of y'all in here listening, you know, I'll come back, you know, maybe connected to any of my outlets. But I'm going to know who's for me come next week. I'm going to know whose life I'm pouring into. Because when you cherish something and you value something, you're going to treat it well. And you'll know. And come next week, it's going to be an eye-opener, not only for me, but it's going to be an eye-opener for me to really do something, restructure some things. Amen. Because sometimes we need restructuring because we cannot stay around the same old people that's draining us. Amen. And not even pouring back into us, right? So I'm telling y'all, it has just been, I'm just being enlightened day by day with what God is speaking. And it's just so important that we take heed and start doing things to prepare so that we won't be, this country is in a recession, right? Let's just talk about it. We're in a recession. And they're not saying it. The president don't want to say it, but we are. We're in a recession. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? God has already given us a roadmap. We will be all right. Amen. Just follow the roadmap. Follow the plan. Call you on the air with the apostle. So I'm sure there's probably some more callers are just listening. We thank God for you as well. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are super excited, though, about what God is doing next June the 7th, 8th, and 10th. I will be having we will be celebrating our 18th year pastoral anniversary. This is the second time that we have ever had a appreciation service of any sort. So this is like the second time ever since I've been pastoring. All right. So if you out there in radio land, by way of Facebook, however you follow me, if I've spoken into your life, the things have manifested, if I've been an inspiration to you, if I've showed you how to do certain things, I want y'all to send a seed, be a blessing to me on the week that they're honoring me, and that's next weekend, all right? So we truly thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for you, each of you coming and following me, you know, during the week, amen. I thank you guys. We're going to be doing more classes. We're getting resetting, trying to set up training right now. Amen, because I love to teach, and that's what we're going to be doing. So listen, y'all, you know, find the outlets, get in a part of the classes, the training. You'll get a certificate, and we just bless God for where he's taking us in this hour. Listen, if you have not received the book, if you have not ordered your book, come on, get a copy of the book, Marriage, Keys for Successful Marriages. You guys can, you know, inbox me. Or whatever have you, and we can get that book to you. We do ship. Amen. Hallelujah. We do ship. We thank God, though, for those that have already purchased their book, and I hope that the book has been a blessing. I did get a review today, you know, and the woman was just thanking me. You know, you never know who is watching you, right? We all are being watched. When you walk out your doors, you're being watched. When you know, that's why I tell people you always be camera ready, because as soon as you walk out, people are looking to take your picture negatively most times. You know, and if it's paparazzi, they can be both ways, negative and positive. But I'm just saying, you know, people are watching us. They're watching our walk. Some people are watching you for years to see if you're going to trip up or if you're going to stay on the Lord's side. They want you to trip up, but there are some who say, I don't want her to trip, Lord. We need to sow into her so that she could stay, you know, because ministry calls. It cost me to drive to go pray for somebody. It cost me to drive to go out of town. It cost me to go out of town and have to pay for my room. It cost me, okay, even though we don't get a salary at the church, ministry costs, so we're doing this as unto God. And when you do it as unto God, he'll take care of your stuff. Everything else you're worried about, he'll handle that. But listen, you guys, I want y'all to be encouraged. Be encouraged, knowing that God is going to use you for his showpiece. He already made you. He put you on the potter's wheel. He made you. He created you. He know all about you. He know how much you can take. So he's going to use you for his showpiece. But guess what? The devil can try. He can do all he can. He can poke, prime, pimp. He can stick. He can lie on you. He can do everything. He can cheat you. He won't give you, won't help. He can do all of that. But he cannot touch your soul. So listen, I need y'all to meet me next Tuesday on this same place, same Jesus time. Same Jesus station. I need y'all to be encouraged, but I need y'all to meet me next week. Make sure you call friends and family. Have them on the line so that they can also be blessed. Listen, Dr. Kim and Kim, it's been real. I love you guys. Shalom.
So that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing.